Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot of medical news to talk about. I know many of you would like updates on what happened with Netanyahu's speech. From what I understand, he received definitely standing ovations coming in, leaving, and pretty remarkable speech. And I got so much medical news I need to talk about. We got Tylenol, acetaminophen, possibly linked to heart attack risk. People taking Tylenol for a long period of time could be at risk for heart attack. We have a study that coffee may actually protect you from heart attacks, may declog your arteries. We're going to talk about that. I want to talk about a little kid who apparently ate excessive amounts of licorice and unfortunately had a seizure. There's a lot of stuff that we want to talk about, but just before we move on, because I know Netanyahu just finished his speech, you know, I've been watching what's been going on back and forth with the political volley and the political volley, I should say, between Netanyahu coming and not. And you had, people on CNN talking about how, you know, John Boehner went against Obama, you know, and he did this to go against Obama and vice versa. And, you know, whether it's a political ploy or not, all right, you have to admit it was probably one of the most brilliant, shrewdest political moves by any one party to have Netanyahu come and speak. Because whether you like John Boehner or not, all right, he just outed all the legislatures or people in Washington that chose politics over Israel. See? Now, I mean, no, we're not calling everybody anti-Semitic or anything like that, but you know, if somebody is coming to speak who's an ally and not an enemy, I mean, you boycott your enemies, right? But if you have an ally coming to speak and you boycott him because you didn't like who the invitee was, what do you think that country or those constituents are going to think? Oh, I get it. Senator Smith didn't come, or Senator Jones or whatever didn't come just because he doesn't like John Boehner. You don't. You show up. If Congress or Senate didn't show up to the State of the Union, I mean, wouldn't they be criticized because they didn't like Obama? You show up, you do your job. We're paying these people to show up and listen to our allies. For there to be this boycott, right, this whole global boycott of a leader, whether you agree with Netanyahu or not, in terms of Iran, which he said is engaged in a deadly game of thrones, all right? He says in this deadly game of thrones, there's no place for America or for Israel, no place for Christians, no place for Jews or Muslims. So when it comes to Iran or ISIS, the enemy of your enemy is your enemy, he said. Now, whether you agree with that statement or not, if we are paying your congressional salaries, you show up. This is ridiculous. And maybe this was all a political ploy by John Boehner. Shrewd as can be. I'm sure political analysts on both sides are going to cite this as one of the shrewdest moves. He goes, you know what? I'm bringing Netanyahu in. Whoever doesn't want to show up will show their quote-unquote real colors. That he didn't say, but what political pundits are saying. So now, Democrats had to decide, do they, you know, listen to a leader who's trying to teach us something? All right, you can take it for what it's worth. All right, do we listen to an ally, Or do we try to turn our back on John Boehner? Well, I think it bit a lot of people in the butt. You see, almost every seat was filled. Joe Biden did it. How does our vice president not show up to an ally who's speaking? All right? If Great Britain or Canada or any of our country, our allies, all right, come into town, and we show them, oh, my gosh, we spend thousands upon thousands of dollars for breakfast on these guys. Oh, you know, and all the photo ops, et cetera. Really, our administration turned up. Why? Because he came? Because Congress asked him? What was Netanyahu supposed to do? Not come? Oh, Netanyahu has his own political aspirations, et cetera. Listen, his job, whether it be a politician or whatnot, is to show where Israel stands on issues. Of course it's all political. What John Boehner did was very political, duh. Like I said, one of the shrewdest political moves out there. It's all political, right? You know, now you guys can't all of a sudden start hating politics. You should have started disliking politics long ago. It's all political. But we have a country that understands a lot more about what is going on in the Middle East than we do because they're there. And if he wants to come and talk to us, let him talk, let him speak, and if we are paying your salaries, you show up. So, of course, Prime Minister has definitely heavily criticized the nuclear deal under negotiations between the U.S. and Iran. Of course, the U.S. said, well, we're not coming, and we're upset because he's going to reveal sensitive information. Really? Really, please. He's smarter than that. He's a Harvard graduate, for crying out loud. Cut him some slack. Really? Like, he's going to sit there and disclose? Yeah, and again, maybe it wasn't the nicest thing to do. Maybe he should. But if President Obama told him not to come, and Congress is supposed to vote, this is, I mean, of course Israel's security is in the balance of this vote, and our security. So you witnessed history today. Whether you like John Boehner or not, you witness history. And now we're going to see the ramifications. Very interesting. A lot of political analysts are discussing the Elizabeth Warren boycott of the speech. All right, I don't know if she ended up showing up at the last minute or not, but from what I heard an hour before, she wasn't coming. She's supposed to be running against Hillary Clinton. That's definitely going to surface in the Democratic primaries. Elizabeth Warren not coming and turning her back on a world leader who's an ally. All right, we're going to hit medical news, and if we get any more breaking news, we're going to keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about ExtendoVite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your product just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your ExtendoVite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So drinking 3 to 5 cups of coffee a day may reduce the risk of developing clogged arteries, which then could in turn reduce the risk for heart attack. Yeehaw! Drinking 3 to 5 cups of coffee a day was associated with less calcium buildup in the arteries, according to researcher Dr. Eliseo Aguiar, a professor from the Department of Epidemiology and Medicine at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health in Baltimore. Now, calcium buildup is an early sign of hardening of the arteries and is risk for heart disease. Gayar said that the buildup is an early sign of hardening of the arteries. So obviously the more calcium deposit you see, the more of a concern. And now I got to shut the volume off. Why is the volume on my computer up? We got some people dancing. That's a good video. I don't understand why I am looking at a health article, and now all of a sudden we have all these people dancing on the video. I really don't understand what ad that is. Anyway, Gayar said that the study cannot show a direct cause and effect relationship between coffee and reduced calcium in the arteries, but noted that the association between these risk factors are very, very strong. Now, remember years ago they said coffee could reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes, and type 2 diabetes is also a risk factor for hardening of the arteries? Now, he's not telling everybody to go and start drinking a bunch of coffee. But remember, this isn't coffee that is a chocolate frappuccino where you have your whipped cream and you have your sugar and you have your chocolate and your creamer and your artificial sweeteners. The more you add that crap in there, then the more it negates any of the healthy aspects to your coffee. So we're talking just straight out black. I could barely drink coffee. I could barely get it into me. Barely. I mean, maybe through an IV, but I'll still want to reject it. Unless, of course, there's chocolate and all sorts of other crap in it. So for me, this won't work. Dr. Greg Fonero, a professor of cardiology at UCLA, says multiple studies have shown that coffee consumption is associated with lower risk of heart attacks and strokes, with lowest risk being 3 to 5 cups of coffee a day. I was wondering about that. That's a good question. Chocolate-covered coffee beans. That may be kind of delicious. You know, because is it the cocoa? Is it the fluid? Is it the caffeine? What is it? Now, one of my patients asked me a long time ago they've been talking about coffee and heart disease for a while, where it possibly is if your heart, this was their theory. If the caffeine raises your heart rate, then your heart rate is beating faster, so less time for stuff to deposit on the arteries. I don't know if I buy that, because then think about it. People with a slower heart rate seem to be healthier and have longer longevity with their hearts. You know, people with an average resting higher heart rate don't do as well as people with a lower resting heart rate. So if your resting heart rate is 65, you are doing a hell of a lot better than someone whose resting heart rate is 90. You see? So I don't know if it's that. Now, I think exercise is extremely important. All right. I don't think the exercise per se prevents buildup, because, you know, you exercise for, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour, whatever. You still rest. You still sleep. I think there's got to be something to the cocoa bean. A 2015 Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee, remember a couple weeks ago, said that if you drink as many as 5 cups of coffee each day, it is linked to several health benefits, including reduced risk of type 2 diabetes. Yeah, that was kind of interesting. Remember they said, maybe cholesterol isn't that as big a deal as we once thought. Again, they still said you have to have a lot of vegetables. Boring, but, you know, that's what we got to do. For the study, is it Gayar? Gayar's team collected data on more than 25,000 men and women who live in South Korea, and their average age was 41. Oh, man, really? I'd be too old. Well, I'm 43. They might have used me. Now, I know, I cannot be on American Idol. My son always asks me, will you be on American Idol, Mom? I go, I can't. I'm too old. No, you're not. I'm like, yeah. I think they only go up to, like, age 28. And I know. You know what? I think if I was on American Idol, I think Simon Cowell would have thought I was really, really cool. But Jennifer Lopez, nah. She'd be like, wait, you're my age. Nah, this isn't going to work. I think Keith Urban would love me. He's like, you know what? She's got some sass. I'm like, yeah, I got some sass for ass. Okay, anyway, back to the study. 25,000 men and women living in South Korea. None had signs of heart disease. During a yearly health exam, participants were asked about what they ate and drank. They all had CAT scans to determine how much calcium had built up in their arteries. The researchers then compared, very simple test, they looked at the calcium buildup on the CAT scan, and then they compared it to their answers on how much coffee they drank. They found that as coffee consumption rose, the amount of calcium buildup declined. Those who drank 3 to 5 cups of coffee having the least amount of calcium buildup. All right, this is pretty cool. Now, why do they pick South Koreans? Well, South Koreans, Well, I guess a lot of times their coffee intake, I guess, is similar to ours. Yeah, I guess I'm not really knowing as much other cultural similarities as opposed to the English or Chinese, or why didn't they just test Americans? I don't understand. But anyway, the association between them, maybe it's cheaper to do studies in South Korea than America. Anyway, they said the association was the same despite sex, smoking, alcohol consumption, etc. And la, la, la. Okay, so coffee contains antioxidants, all right? It's not all about the caffeine, even though a lot of people think the caffeine is doing it. All right, because decaf coffee, the reason why they think caffeine is doing it is because decaf coffee doesn't seem to have the same benefits as caffeinated coffee. Now, there's over 1,000 chemicals in coffee, including the antioxidants. All right? We also know that coffee could increase blood pressure and anxiety. There's even a study saying coffee could increase your bad LD, your bad cholesterol, your LDL. What I'm wondering is if it's not the caffeine, is the decaffeinating process messing with the cocoa bean to the point that something else gets lost that's cardioprotective? I don't know. All right, that's up for you guys to debate. And I know this is a real, real juicy debate. You thought the Netanyahu debate was juicy. It's the why is decaffeinated coffee not as healthy. All right, so you guys just discuss, figure it out. Call me 1-877-DOC-DALI when you figure it out. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, some of you are like, well, I don't give a damn about what coffee, but I just want to know if I'm going to live long. Well, get this. We got a test. We have a treadmill test that will predict your chance of dying in the next 10 years. Okay? I guess the test involves running in 3-minute segments on the treadmill. The speed gradually increases along with the growing incline, and the test kind of looks at your METs. All right? We've talked about this when we've talked about cardiac stress testing. It's called the FIT treadmill score. It was created by cardiologists at Johns Hopkins University in Maryland. They studied 58,000 stress exams, stress tests, okay? And they found that if you were obviously in good physical shape, that would portend lower death risk, all right? Now, the test looked at 3-minute segments that looked at your MET score. It's the score that we look at in terms of we want to look at your, it's kind of like an energy expenditure. I'm trying to figure out how I would describe it, because it's it has nothing to do with baseball. Really? Come on, people. I'm trying to think what I would, Okay. You know what? Let me just, hold on a second. Let me see if I could get this for you here, because everything I'm pulling up has to do with baseball. Are you kidding me? MET stress test. Hold on a second. You see how I like to Google stress test, and then we have, it's this unit, and I'm trying to tell you what it's like a metabolic equivalent test, but hold on. I'm trying to see what it exactly stands for. All right, hold on a second. All right, you know what? I'm just going to have to, this is why I need my news team. Where's my news team? Oh, they're all out drinking coffee. Yeah, see, so they're all having coffee while I'm trying to figure out how to describe what these METs are. All right, not important. I mean, they're important, but not important for me to move on. Let's just talk about how long you could live. So anyway, you take the maximum predicted heart rate, which you guys know how to find your maximum predicted heart rate. Have you guys ever done that? You take 220 and you minus your age. So I'm 43. Do the math. Okay? Then they take the heart rate achieved during exercise. Then you divide it by your maximum predicted. Okay? And they go over all this, and if you score 100 or higher, depending on the different stages of exercise that you do, your survival rate is 97% in the next decade. In the study, scores would range anywhere from a negative 200 to a positive 200, and there's this whole calculation that they use. They say if your score was between a negative 100 and 0, you had 11% risk of dying in the next 10 years, while scores lower than negative 100 have a 38% risk of dying. So, these metabolic equivalents, basically, we kind of gauge how much your energy expends during exercise, and the more vigorous activity uses more METs. So you want to obviously do more activity with more METs if your heart can handle it. Boy, I messed that up. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. What do you want it, funny? Or serious? You decide how much sass you want, whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems. We got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, our show plays throughout the country, thank God, to our multiple affiliates, and we have an answer line. So whenever we're not live, people can call in with medical questions, and let's go to some of them now. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dr. Dahlia, thank you for your program. I have something like a urinary infection, and when I urinate, I experience this tremendous electric shock that runs through my body and comes out my arms and ends at my hands. I wonder if you could tell me if that's inflammation or an infection, or sometimes I think I'm going to electrocute myself right there on the commode. Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay. Oh, I wish I could talk to you live. Yeah, that's pretty scary for you. I would never want to pee if that happened to me. Bladder infections can hurt, and they can hurt badly. And sometimes you can have shooting pains, but this electrical jolt that you're feeling up into your arms, I'm almost wondering if it's something that's going on with the nerves coming from your neck that could be going up the arms, or if you're having it in the legs, an electrical jolt to the back. I also worry about the heart. Whenever you hear of arm pain, even if it's both right, left, or, you know, it doesn't have to just be left. So my suggestion would be a few things. One is, I would suggest that you have your medical provider make sure you don't have a bladder infection. Because any severe pain you have when you're urinating, we have to make sure it's not an infection. So that's an easy urine test. Second, I would want somebody to probably scan the area to see if anything is pressing on a nerve. Now, usually nerve pain, when it deals with the spine, it doesn't necessarily go up into the arms if it's in the lower pelvic area, but it sounds like there's something going on with the back. Let's say you have a compression fracture, or let's say of one of your spine, and you don't know it. A lot of us do. As we get a little older, our bones start to thin. And as we start to kind of hunch over a little bit because we don't have the erectness of our spine and the musculature, etc., sometimes as the bones thin, we could get little compression fractures. And those could also be associated with nerve pain. So I would suggest getting the urine checked. Any shooting pain you have that has to do with your pelvis, you should get a CAT scan of the pelvis. And then I would want somebody taking a look at the back and the neck, possibly an MRI. I know that sounds like a big, expensive workup, but you're in a lot of pain, and that's scary. And make sure you're getting an EKG. I want to make sure the heart is looked at. I hope that helps, and please keep us posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This was a very interesting study, kind of scary, because a lot of you have been switching to acetaminophen, or in Europe, paracetamol. And they found that daily acetaminophen, which we use in branding Tylenol over here in the States, could raise the risk of heart attacks, stroke, and early death. It found that patients that are prescribed high doses of this for long periods were 63% more likely to die unexpectedly. The risk of a heart attack or stroke was up to 68% higher, and there was an almost 50% greater chance of having a stomach ulcer or bleed. Now, this is interesting because aspirin and ibuprofen are more are what we, you know, are very concerned about in terms of stomach bleeding, etc. And we also know that ibuprofen has been linked to heart attacks and strokes, so we switched everybody over to Tylenol. But they think what could be happening with the paracetamol is it could be preventing the action of an enzyme called COX-2. Okay, now COX-2, we all kind of remember with the COX-2 inhibitors, the Celebrex, Mobic, Vioxx, etc. They were pain relievers that caused less bleeding because they were COX-2 inhibitors. It would help with pain but cause less bleeding. Acetaminophen was not really supposed to be known to be a COX-2 inhibitor. Scientists from the Leeds Institute of Rheumatic and Musculoskeletal Medicine looked at 8 studies that contained information on patients who took paracetamol or acetaminophen daily for up to 14 years, and they would take it for arthritis or back pain, etc. And then they looked at people who hardly took Tylenol. I rarely take Tylenol. Philip Connigan, who led the research, found that for most patients, the risks were very, very small, and those given this paracetamol over a long period, I guess they said, would have illnesses likely to kill them early. So maybe what it was kind of a coincidence in terms of, well, somebody always needing to hit the Tylenol may have a variety of other medical issues. Okay, so like, let's say, for example, let's say you have diabetes and you have diabetic neuropathy. All right, there's a chance that you already having diabetic neuropathy would mean you already have a higher stage of diabetes, so your chance of living longer than somebody who doesn't is already decreased, you see? All right, the professor added, I am a bit worried that the paracetamol, which he studied at high dose for long periods, could be associated with side effects that we hadn't previously associated with, all right? So, this is published in the Annals of Rheumatic Diseases, and I like the idea of looking closer at Tylenol, acetaminophen, etc. I'm very, very concerned that we are living on these pills because there's not a lot medically we're doing for our aging population, okay? I don't think we ever expected our parents or grandparents to live well into their 80s and even 90s, okay? And we have children right now that they are projecting to be able to live till about 140. I mean, this is what we are looking at today. I mean, thank God for all the medical advancements that we have, but if, you know, I'm 43 years old and my knees are shot, all the activity, all the exercise I did, they're shot. And so what, we're supposed to have bionic, you know, limbs later, or we're supposed to have knee replacements. And, you know, so when things start to hurt, you know, we start to hit the Buffarin or the Motrin or the Advil or the Tylenol, etc. And when people's kidneys started to show signs of injury because Motrin, Aleve, Naproxen, etc. was hurting the kidneys, a lot of doctors had to move people over to a Tylenol base. But a Tylenol-based medicine, Tylenol per se, didn't help. So a lot of doctors were like, look, they're in pain, I'm going to give them some Lortab or some Vicodin or some Norco. And now we have a slew of people on painkillers. So I think they're all bad. I think the potential is that they all could be bad. So my suggestion is anything you notice you are taking on a daily basis, let your medical provider know. Also, you need to be careful with the always reaching for an over-the-counter medicine. The idea of, well, it's over-the-counter, so it's okay. You got to let your medical provider know that. Okay, you know, just because it's over-the-counter, it doesn't mean it's a vitamin. And even your vitamins, you need to let them know. I had a patient bring in all their vitamins. Oh, my gosh. It took up a whole shelf of a drugstore. And I'm like, you're taking all these every day? Yeah, but they're vitamins and they're from a health food store and they're, yeah, but you know, do you even know what these things are? Do you know what they do? So that's something that needs to be looked at. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking about this case where an excessive amount of licorice caused a little boy to have a seizure. And we're also going to talk about how, you know, with all the insomnia that we have now, we're seeing more and more older people reach for the sleeping pills. Well, we need to start cutting back the amount of sleeping medicine, at least cutting this stuff in half, because many of our older patients can't tolerate it. And we have another group of researchers looking at the average penis length. So we have experts creating graphs on the size of the penis. All right, like we really need that. Again, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DA. Dahlia. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Really quickly, Michael wants to know, what does it mean when you have a bowel movement and you have a sharp shooting pain, and not typical pain of pooping, I guess. Any sharp pain, guys, get it checked out. When we look at pain and we try to figure out what type of pain it is, you know, you'll come into the doctor in pain. And the doctor will be like, well, describe it. You're like, I don't want to describe it. I hurt. Leave me alone. I hurt. Okay, it hurts. Well, you know, tell me about it. Describe it. Is it throbbing? Is it aching? Is it churning? Is it twisting? Doctor, leave me alone. Don't talk about it. I got a headache. It hurts. No. I really want to know. I really want to get deep into what kind of pain it is. Does it feel like there's a knife kind of being twisted in your temple with that headache, Bob? Or does it feel like you're getting stabbed multiple times with the knife? Or does it feel like the knife is going in there but hitting the scalp, and then the knife is curling over and then ripping out chunks of brain? And, oh, doctor, stop it. Okay. But the reason why we do that, it's not because we want to torture you or be cruel, but we want to figure out what type of pain this is, because pain, you know, pain will present, or the things that cause pain will present in different ways. So, for example, a heart attack pain will rarely feel like a prick of a needle. Heart won't do that. The heart's too big of an organ. So if you're having a problem with the heart, especially how visceral it is and how deep, you know, into the body it is, it will have more of a diffuse pain picture. So it won't feel like somebody took a pinprick, you know, where you're like, oh my gosh, my boob hurt. It just poked my boob real quick. That's rarely heart pain. But if the whole breast hurts, or your whole chest hurts, or you feel a pressure, you have trouble breathing, that could be more indicative of heart disease. All right. If somebody says, I have a shooting pain, where the pain just shoots and it's like electricity, well, that makes us think nerve. If somebody's like, gosh, it feels like a cramp, it's crampy, well, then that sounds like a muscle. So when somebody says they're having shooting pain, whether they poop or urinate or whatever, a shooting pain that feels like they're getting electrocuted sounds like a nerve. So we want to know what nerve is being pushed, what is hitting the nerves, and what is exciting the nerves. So we want to look around the nerves, and we want to find around the area where it's happening. So anytime you have any shooting pain, we recommend getting the organ around which the shooting pain you believe is originating looked at. So we'd either CAT scan. If it's your colon, we would probably do a scope. All right, colon cancer doesn't usually present with you getting ready to poop and then all of a sudden it hurts. Sometimes colon cancer won't present with anything at all. Sometimes you'll see blood in your stool. Sometimes you'll have constipation. But by the time it hurts and shooting pain, I don't always, it would have to have been more far, you know, farther along. But any pain with expelling your bowels needs to have, you know, an exam. And most likely your GI doctor is going to probably do a colonoscopy. He may do an anoscopy, just looking up the anus area, but, or the rectal area, sigmoidoscope, but usually the doctors in America will probably do a colonoscopy, because then they could put you out, and they could, you know, take a look, and if they have to, you know, take any polyps or do any biopsies, they could do that while you're under or asleep. So the other thing I think of is whenever somebody has a painful bowel movement, I think of hemorrhoids. I think of fissures. We had somebody on Saturday talk at length about his anal fissure and how it wasn't healing. And it was, I think, very, very valuable for many of you. So we, you know, talked about different types of things that could be done for that. But, you know, again, you have to have a good colorectal doctor or gastroenterologist taking a peek at you. All right? And if you don't see the blood, there's a test for us to test for blood, which is extremely important. All right, you would have your family doctor could, or your regular medical provider could give you these little cards to take home that you put stool on. Make sure you cover them up tightly so none of us get our hands all into them while we're trying to eat our sandwich for lunch. And then we could check for blood in the stool. Now, some of you will say, Dahlia, every time I go to my doctor telling him that there's blood in the stool, he makes me get a colonoscopy. I don't want to tell him when I see blood in the stool because I know what it is. It's from hemorrhoids. This is why your doctor will send you for a colonoscopy. Because if you're having some sort of bleeding, you're right, it could be the hemorrhoid. You could see the hemorrhoid. You could take a mirror down there and see the hemorrhoid. Or you could have your neighbor take a look and go, yeah, yeah, it looks like you have a hemorrhoid. You know, hemorrhoids happen, and hemorrhoids could be the cause of bleeding. But we medical providers need to figure out why you're bleeding and why you're having the hemorrhoids. And just because there's blood around the hemorrhoid doesn't necessarily mean the hemorrhoid is the one that's bleeding. Okay? So we need to know where the blood is coming from. Is the blood coming from higher up? Do you have hemorrhoids because you have this big colonic tumor higher up in the sigmoid colon so that you start to constipate and you're pushing and that's why you have hemorrhoids that happen to bleed also. So we can't tell just because we see blood in the stool that it's from a hemorrhoid versus a fissure versus a very, very rare steak that you had eaten a couple nights before. We can't tell that, which is why they always say to avoid red meat for a good 3-4 days prior to the test. Because if you have red meat and there's blood in the red meat, yeah, there's blood being passed in your stool. Okay? The blood, you know, most likely doesn't get absorbed. Then it goes out the poop. A nice, juicy, medium rare steak. Doesn't that sound good? I am so hungry right now. See, I haven't burped today because I haven't eaten. Okay, so that's why you need to get checked. It's very, very important. All right, so let's talk about there was this child here that, and of course, now I lost the article. Are you kidding me? Really? Oh, man. All right, once upon a time there was a child that ate a whole crap load of licorice, and unfortunately he suffered a seizure. Oh, by the way, did you guys see the footage of the skydiver? There was a skydiver that had a seizure midair. And thank heavens, his teacher was skydiving with him. So the teacher moved over to him, grabbed him, and then also he said he could have also automatically hit a button that would have deflated his parachute. But the guy was in a full blown seizure, unconscious, while he was free falling out of a plane. So never, never, never do that alone. Make sure you have somebody nearby, and make sure you have somebody that can remotely launch your parachute. He's okay. He lived. All right. Now we have an adolescent boy who was rushed to the hospital. This is in Italy, Bologna, Italy, after suffering a tonic-clonic seizure for 2 minutes. And this seizure, he had suffered, from what I understand, a cluster of generalized seizures during the first few hours while being sent to the hospital. Had headaches, high blood pressure, nobody knew what the hell was going on, why he was having these seizures. But they noticed he had black teeth during a medical exam a week later. And further investigation revealed that he had been eating 20 licorice candies a day for 4 months. So they think the glycyrrhizic acid, which is one of the active ingredients of licorice, was causing him to have seizures. The World Health Organization recommends no more than 0.88 milligrams per kilogram. So, if he was eating 2.88 milligrams per kilogram, it's toxic. Since then, he has quit eating licorice, and the swelling in the brain has subsided. And the blood pressure that he had, and he had a reversible encephalopathy syndrome, is starting, obviously, to reverse. So now they want candy makers to put warnings that you can't overeat licorice. Who knew? All right, when we come back, your zodiac sign, your astrological sign, and your diet. Eat by your blood type, eat by your zodiac sign. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Sally.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build.
General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.